You may have noticed our rigged up sound system here. We had a power outage on Wednesday of last week. It lasted for all of 30 seconds, but when the power came back on, it blew something in the mechanisms back there, despite all of our surge protectors. So they had to order a new part, which will be here tomorrow. So just in time, right? But anyhow, we are very grateful. Thank God we have this sound system, which helps us to hear the Mass this weekend. Our gospel today, I think, is perfect for this season of the year. As Jesus speaks about preparing, pruning, and growing. It's something that I'm sure many of us are doing in our own homes, in our gardens, during the springtime. I'm going to put a shameless plug in here for our parish spring cleanup day, which is Sunday, May 16th. It's in a couple weeks. We have 30 plus beautiful acres here, but it takes a lot of work to keep up this beautiful property. So if you have some time and you'd like to give us a hand, that's May 16th. We're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sprucing up our parish grounds. Jesus uses this image of the vine and the branches to describe our relationship with him. He tells us that he is the vine, that we are the branches, we are the fruit, and God the Father is the vine grower. So I'd like to explore this image that Jesus gives us and what it has to say to us through the lens of preparing, pruning, and growing. The first step is preparing. We know that in the springtime, we have to clean out the ground. We have to pull out the dead branches and the debris, and we have to turn the soil over so that it's ready. Because of original sin, our humanity is crowded by all kinds of debris. And at our baptism, all of that junk is cleared out. And we are prepared to be a vessel of God's grace. By our baptism, we are grafted onto the vine of Jesus Christ. And because of that graft, nourishment flows to us. That nourishment is grace. And what is grace? Grace is God's divine life living within us. That's why Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you." That is the mutual indwelling, God's divine life alive within us. And Jesus tells us that no matter how hard we try, we will not flourish if we're separated from the vine. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. We all know that any branch that is disconnected from the main plant will eventually die. And so it is for Christians who are not connected to the life of Christ, that are not connected to the nourishment that comes to us from the sacraments, from the church. Eventually, we're going to wither out. Because we run out of our own power. Because we don't have God's divine life alive within us. This is the closeness and the intimacy that Jesus wants us to understand about our relationship with God. That we clear out all of that junk and God comes to dwell in us. Jesus also tells us that God the Father goes about pruning. The vine grower prunes the branches so that they produce more fruit. We all know that in our gardens, sometimes we have to cut back the grasses or the trees in order for them to come back more fully, more alive. It's necessary for good growth. God the Father prunes us so that we can produce more fruit. And that pruning can come in many different forms. Sometimes it comes in the forms of the crosses that we carry in our lives. the crosses that we carry that are maybe not even of our own choosing, that seem to be kind of imposed upon us. That pruning comes in the form of the daily duties of life that we perform. It comes in the form of the sufferings that we offer up to God. How we respond to this pruning is really what makes all the difference. We can respond to these things by becoming bitter or angry or even angry at God. Or we can persevere through them, knowing that God can bring about great good, that something greater is going on. In the second reading today, St. John says that God is greater than our heart. And sometimes we don't understand, many times we don't understand the great scheme of God's plan. But we can trust that he cares about our lives. And that even those things that seem to be bad, he will bring about for good. When we believe in this closeness of God to us, this mutual indwelling, we realize that nothing happens outside of his concern. He may not be the cause, he is not the cause of the bad things that happen in our lives, but yet he can bring good from them. This pruning that we undergo allows us to grow as Christians and produce fruit. And ultimately, Jesus says that is what the point is. The point is growth. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Healthy things grow and produce fruit. If we are healthy as Christians, we need to grow and to produce fruit. How do we do that? We do that through prayer. We do that by talking to God. We do that through the scriptures. The scriptures are how God speaks to us most regularly, hearing his word. We grow through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, reaching out to our brothers and sisters, reaching beyond ourselves. And we grow by staying close to the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and confession. Likewise, just as in our individual spiritual lives, our parish community will be healthy when it grows and produces fruit. And that is gauged by engagement. How we are engaging the people who are already here and the people who are outside, who still need to hear how much God loves them. And I think that as we begin to slowly emerge out of this pandemic state, it's a perfect time for us to think about our own growth as disciples and the growth of our parish community. Healthy things produce fruit. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit." We want to remain close to the vine of Jesus, for there we will find nourishment and we'll find life. We want to grow and produce fruit, the fruit of discipleship, the fruit that brings others to encounter Jesus, and ultimately the fruit of reaching our full blossoming in the kingdom of heaven.